You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross, joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte and Kelly Kleinhans, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming CLUE Conference at Murray State University. Good morning, and welcome to Sounds Good.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Kelly, you are Assistant Dean of the College of
Health Science and Human Services.
Thank you. And the CLUE Conference coming up has a fancy name. It's Collaborative Learning and Unlimited Excellence, but it is an open-to-the-public community meeting with lots of scientific expertise being discussed. It's April 4th, 5th, and 6th, and I'd like you to explain how Comet's community-oriented and the impetus for the conference occurring.
Sure. The conference was the brainchild of our dean, Susan Moeller, who's recognizing that oftentimes, as we in academia like to tell students that we can solve problems, that's not always the best way to go about solving problems. That the ultimate goal is to involve the stakeholders in the process. And so the Collaborative Learning Unlimited Excellence was intended to bridge that gap between what's the community facing, what are the current crises in the community, and who are the best people to solve those problems? The stakeholders. And so therefore, as academics, we can add our expertise, and we have some really unique resources being in academia, but bringing those two factions together to come up with the best outcomes for any of the populations that we serve in the health sciences and human services fields.
So you're doing this conference in connection with Murray Calloway County Foundation, Hospital Foundation, and you're really kind of looking at healthcare in general, and you were talking about how the treatment can perhaps be made more economical given the changes in healthcare laws with a collaborative team approach to individual patients as being one focus.
Absolutely. We're at a point in history where we recognize that illness is not the entity we're treating. It's the individual and the illness that they have as they try to participate in their activities of daily life. And most of our outcomes are something that's going to support a person returning to work, returning to a social role of a mother, father, grandfather. And therefore, the best way to do that is to look at the total picture. Is the environment that I'm in enabling or disabling? And the only way to do that is to bring folks from multiple disciplines together who see the picture, see the disability or as an enabling potential. And I can take my expertise and I can fold it in with the expertise of another discipline, and we can work towards a common goal and, in effect, improve outcomes that way.
With in mind that everything is free for this conference, give us a few specific presentations that you might recommend for anyone listening who's interested in this area.
Sure. We have at least a whole day's worth of interdisciplinary sessions. That is, folks who did go out to the community and say, here's a current problem. For example, we have several of our faculty who have been working in the rural health area and how to improve outcomes. And so we have interdisciplinary sessions that say, here's nursing, social work, recreation. How can we come together to solve this problem? We have some folks coming down from Xavier who have said, not only do we have problems in rural areas, but if we're going to have interdisciplinary practices, we probably need to start teaching the next generation of practitioners. And so they're going to share information on their curriculum for their programs, how they've wrapped, instead of having disciplinary-specific types of academic courses and programs, how they've made those interdisciplinary. We have a whole day of athletic training, exercise science, how health in general is going to promote positive outcomes, reduce healthcare costs. We, our social workers from the area of Kentucky, have come together and they've put together a full day program for folks in social work that is open to the other disciplines in areas such as ethics. Pediatric head trauma is another area. And since I'm talking about pediatric head trauma, not only do we have certifications for that for our social workers, but we've also brought in some people from the Brain Project in Nashville who said the best way to deal with pediatric head trauma and to mainstream the kids back into the school is this interdisciplinary approach. So we have a variety of things. The other angle is the human services angle. And so we have issues with bullying, suicide prevention, cyber citizenship, cultural types of impacts on health and healthcare. So the program is just as diverse as the name would imply when we say it's an interdisciplinary conference.
So tell us the best way for our listeners to to see the inventory of presentations and where they will be in the times?
Sure. At this point, we have the abstracts posted on the website. And if you go to the Murray State website and you type in the search box Clue, it will take you to our website that has the abstracts, the presenters, and registration. And the registration is free. And I'd also like to take a second to say, this is a wonderfully inexpensive opportunity for folks who are in discipline-related fields, which require continuing education credits, to get those credits at no cost by registering. One of our other speakers we talked about earlier, Mark Taylor, talks about a really timely topic in that this is the
Listen up, Tracy. This involves you.
This is the first time that we have had four generations in the workforce. And with that brings some very different cultural approaches to the work environment that are impacting productivity, not necessarily in positive ways. So our keynote speaker, Dr. Taylor, will be giving his luncheon from 12 to 1 on Friday. So we'd love for you to register and attend, again, at no cost for the luncheon. And he's also doing a workshop if you really are stressed out about it.
Whereabouts?
This will all be in the third floor of the Kerr Center.
Will all the presentations be in the Kerr Center?
Yes,
as well?
We've kept everything together so that there wasn't a lot of traveling involved.
Now, let's go back to looking at the impact of the healthcare providers law and what the community in healthcare is thinking about.
What is the community? We're thinking about how are we going to meet the new healthcare law? How are we going to do more with less resources, financial, and the cascading effects of less personnel to do the job? And more importantly, how are we going to enable people to improve the quality of their life? And we know that health is a significant factor related to that, which reminds me of another session. We have Michael Dames coming in. He works for and has written with Dr. Ruby Payne, who is someone that's pretty popular about dealing with the impact of poverty. And his talk is going to be about the healthier outcomes by helping young folks out of poverty and improving their educational outcomes.
It seems to me it's almost hard to figure out how any of our communities are going to do more sensible work together through collaboration with fewer resources available. That is a real conundrum to grasp.
It really is, and it's going to take a lot of innovation and a lot of communication. And people are going to have to start thinking outside the box on how we're going to approach and tackle some of these problems. And I think the key is we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. All of these disciplines that are participating in our conference have something to contribute to the human condition, to an enabling way of life. But at the same time, maybe some of the old paradigms need to maybe we can pull the best of those paradigms as we move forward with some innovative practices.
Now, I'd like you to go back to Dr. Brian Clardy, who is our jazz host.
Cafe Jazz.
And he volunteers his time here. I noticed his presence amidst the presenters, and he has a really interesting topic.
Yes, he is speaking on the intercultural differences for young males of African American descent who choose to pursue higher education. And apparently there is some bullying that occurs with those folks who don't take the conventional path. And so he's doing a presentation on intergroup bullying, the plight of the African American male in the classroom on Friday at 10 o'clock in the Ohio room. And I think that would be a great contribution to our conference.
Well, I wanted to point that out and thank you again for explaining more about it. Again, do a summary about what's available at no cost for anyone listening.
We have a 2.5-day conference for speech-language pathologists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, social workers, nursing, education, health administrators. The list goes on. That is no cost. That is really unique in that we have brought together folks from across the disciplines, people who are trying to solve these problems, people who are practicing in the field. And we would like people to network, and we would like people to establish some relationships. So over the next decade, as we continue to face these oncoming challenges, that we have people to work with that we can have functional, effective relationships with.
I get it. You're sort of sowing the seeds of knowing each other.
Well put.
Congratulations to
Thank
you. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. We hope people will sign up and join us for the conference.
Again, how do you sign up?
Go to Clue at the Murray State website, do a search, and the registration and the program information is all there.
Dr. Kelly Kleinhans is Assistant Dean of the College of Health Sciences and Health Services.
Human Services.
Human Services. sorry about that. Back to you, Tracy.